Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
It's time for a reality check. Maybe I've missed something. I've been in this dairy industry for over 30 years. I actually got my first job in it when I was just in my early teens. But now I think I've seen it all. A program developed for banks called TARP, which stands for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, is now in need of a new name entitled TRAP. Let me tell you why I'm so ticked off. Recently, a client of mine had been up for their annual renewal of their credit line. During 2008, we refinanced their real estate loans with a long-term insurance company lender. It was time. In fact, in hindsight, it was perfect timing. The result of that, we have zero debt against the herd valued at $1.5 million to $2 million, all free and clear. At their fiscal year end, they owed about $100,000 on their feed line versus a feed inventory in excess of $400,000. Certainly, I think you will agree, it was all well within normal industry lending standards. What's especially interesting is that in 2008, this client showed the highest profit that they'd had in the past 8 years. Wow. So I guess it's buyer beware. Their bank seems to have some issues. Perhaps it's within their own portfolio makeup of real estate loans. We're presently positioned where we thought we wanted to be, going into the recent downturn. To summarize, we're 22% loan-to-value on the feed, 6% loan-to-value on the herd and feed together, and the best profits ever in 2008. I guess it's time to reanalyze where banks are coming from. Perhaps one of the best ways to do this is to review Warren Buffett's recent quote. It's economic times like these, when the tide goes out, that we find out who's been swimming naked. End of quote. Here's our response to the bank's plan to reduce the feed line amount, make it non-revolving, and raise the interest rate. We'll just simply start by shopping it. There will eventually be a bank looking for some positive deals. Here are the steps that we'll take. First, we'll develop our plan. Second, as part of that, we'll determine what our actual financial needs will be. Number three, we'll start to talk to other banks and potentially change lenders. I'll keep you posted on that, and we'll talk more about this next week. And finally, as Dan Sullivan, president and founder of the Strategic Coach Organization, says about recessions, we can now stop investing time and money in things when they no longer are useful and productive. End of quote. I think that includes weak banking relationships, too.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.